Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Chapa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Chakravarti Prabhu to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and time for all of us. So now I would like to hand over the call to Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, chapter entitled Prithu Maharaj, this meeting with the four Kumaras, text 5 onwards. Let us do the Mangalacharan and then we'll go on with the Shloka. Jnanatimirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakhe Charanga Gambhena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishta Shabhidam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamai Tadati Supadanti Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sachiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Ansa Dana Lalika Shri Mishaka Avitamsa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namah Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Sadarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Priyam Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaur Krishna He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpadarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhe Vijayapati Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 4 Canto Chapter 22 Text 5 Tatpada Shaucha Salilair Marjitalak Bandhanam Tatrashilavatam Vrittam Acharan Manayan Iva Translation. After this, the king took water which had washed the lotus feet of the Kumaras and sprinkled it over his hair. By such respectful actions, the king, as an exemplary personality, showed how to receive a spiritually advanced personality. Purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivara Shikhai. It is very well known that whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in his life as Acharya, he himself practiced. When he was preaching as a devotee, although he was detected by several great personalities to be an incarnation, to be the incarnation of Krishna, he never agreed to address as an incarnation. Even though one may be an incarnation of Krishna or especially empowered by him, he should not advertise that he is an incarnation. People will automatically accept the real truth in due course of time. Prithu Maharaj was the ideal Vaishnava king and therefore he taught others by his personal behavior how to receive and respect saintly persons like Kumaras. When a saintly person comes to one's home, it is the Vedic custom first to wash his feet with water and then sprinkle this water over the heads of oneself and one's family. Prithu Maharaj did this for he was an exemplary teacher of the people in general. So, as you all are reading and discussing this wonderful pastimes of King Prithu. Here is the fruit. Association of a devotee, and that to an exalted devotee, is the fruit of our bhakti. Prithu Maharaj, he appeared and then he provided for all the people in the world, all the facilities and necessities. And he controlled the demoniac people with his power, established the dharma, because he is an incarnation. So his one duty is to establish dharma. And then performed Ashwamedh Yajna 99, and you know that he was about to complete his 100th sacrifice, where Indra was again and again trying to steal the horse. King Prithu became very angry on Indra and wanted to kill him. But Brahma, he appears there and he pacifies the king. He gives him wonderful instructions about how ultimately Lord Vishnu is the controller and things are moving as per the providence. So just please forgive, excuse Indra. And King Prithu, he gets pacified, he's quiet. The result of that, by following the authority like Brahma, the result what King Prithu got is direct darshan of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu comes to see him. And there's a beautiful conversation between both of them. And the result of seeing Lord Vishnu is that he got association of four kumars. So this is the actual result. It is also mentioned in Ramayana that many years who practices Krishna consciousness or worships the Lord, the result of many years of practice of Krishna consciousness is that we get association of his pure devotees. So with the help of an association of devotees and guru, we get Krishna. By mercy of Krishna, we get association of devotees. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the first installment of Krishna's mercy is the association of bona fide spiritual master. So Krishna is merciful on earth, that will be, we can see that. That's why Krishna says that this bhakti, bhakti yoga is pratyakshavagamam dharmam susukham kartum avyayam. Pratyaksh, you can directly experience. It is not a theoretical concept. Everyone who practices Krishna consciousness can directly experience the result of bhakti. So we can see whether Krishna is merciful on us or not. So the first installment of mercy which Krishna gives us is association of a bona fide spiritual master. And anyone and everyone who has been connected to ISKCON, to the bona fide lineage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, coming all the way to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and further, Prabhupada's disciples, whoever has come in the shelter of ISKCON, that means they are definitely being favored by Lord Krishna. They have received, we all have received the first installment of mercy of Lord Krishna. And we should take advantage and practice it further. Whatever we have got, practice, practice, practice. and eventually get more and more association with exalted Vaishnavas. And with the association exalted devotees, we can practice Krishna consciousness more and eventually go back to Krishna and always associate with Krishna and his devotees. So it is King Prithu's fruit, his whatever he has accomplished, the fruit of that is association of four Kumaras. That itself, a pure devotee never desires for anything. Even desire for liberation is not pure devotional service. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami chakali ashanta. Even a person who desires for mukti, he is always in anxiety. That's not pure devotional service. That is mixed devotional service. Even to go, even a desire to develop, even develop the desire to go back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha, that also is not pure. Pure is just to serve Krishna and his associate. This Prabhupada writes in the third canto. So King Prithu is not worried about anything. He was serving everyone. He served Lord Brahma. He served Lord Vishnu. And now he's got association to serve the four Kumaras. So this is the background. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in purport, it is said, Prabhupada writes about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how Mahaprabhu is an Acharya. Acharya means who will live the life, what he preaches. And through his lifestyle, he teaches everyone. So similarly, even though King Prithu, he is an incarnation of God, he is such a powerful king of the entire world, but still, he is exhibiting the behavior, a Vaishnava behavior, that how you should receive a guest, and especially how you should receive a spiritually advanced personality. We also see Lord Ramchandra, Dasarath Maharaj. We see the example of Lord Krishna when Narad Muni came, how he received him. When Sudama, the poor Brahmin friend of Krishna, came to Dwarka, how Krishna received him. So we have to learn from these great personalities how to receive. This entire chapter will talk about guest reception. How a devotee, a guest is coming to our house and how we should receive. So King Prithu is establishing this dharma also by his own behavior. Then it is said, very interesting point Srila Prabhupada makes, even though one may be an incarnation of Krishna or especially empowered by him, that means Shaktivesh Avatar, he should not advertise that he is an incarnation. People will automatically accept the truth in due course of time. So we should see how, whatever your quality, even if you are an incarnation or not an incarnation, you receive some mercy. Whatever good quality we have, we should never show it. There's a tendency to show off even if we have little bit of good quality. But here it is said, we should never show off. In the scripture it is mentioned that we should always cover few things. We should not show it to others. The first is the food. When you are eating prasad, you are sitting with devotees, that is okay. But someone who is not devotee, we generally don't eat with them, ideally. Then one should not show to others about the money, how much money he has. It is also said one should not show the women of the family to outside people, which is not applicable in Kali Yuga. Or it is applicable, but we cannot even discuss or talk about that. And fourth, one should not show his bhakti to others, not to anyone, not even to devotees. It should always be nurtured and cultured in our heart, within the core of our heart, and only Krishna and Guru knows the reality. We should never exhibit. But we have tendency, sometimes we do. Yesterday was Ekadashi. So, there are some people who will be quiet and do regular activity. There are some who will do regular activity, but they have this tendency to tell others, Prabhu, you know, I didn't take prasad. What? Oh, I'm fasting. Today Ekadashi, we should fast. So that kind of tendency. So that fasting, the effect or the result is not, he will not achieve the result because he showed off. By showing that what you are doing good, the credit goes down. There may be someone who is doing Nirjala Ekadashi and there is a tendency that he will not do, he or she will not do much activity and show that because I am fasting completely, even from water, I don't have energy, still I am fasting, and still I am doing my service, still I am doing my sadhana. So these all tapasya or austerities are in lower modes. So we should never show. Here Prabhupada is saying, even if you are a specially empowered soul, you should never tell anyone. In the due course, Krishna will take care. Because anyways, Mahaprabhu has taught, na janam na janam na sundari kavitam va jagat. So kavitam is also lot of fame. So we don't want fame. We don't want respect. Amanina manadena. In our conditioned soul, conditioned stage of Krishna consciousness, we are hankering for fame, we are hankering for respect. But that comes, even if you don't hanker, there will be people around us who will appreciate our work. And even if you are hankering, even if you are doing very good work for the mission, for the society, still there will be some people who will pull your leg down, who will criticize you, who will find fault with your work. Why? So these both things, how much you will get name and fame and appreciation and respect and how much you will be criticized, this all is also dependent on our own previous karma. So we should not worry. Sometimes we see that we hanker a lot for respect, but doesn't come. And sometimes we don't even hanker for respect. We don't even do many good things, but people will give us respect. People will appreciate whatever little bit we have done. Because that is coming through karma. If we want to really practice bhakti, then we should just keep following the instruction of Guru and Krishna, doing the activity. Ideally, we should come to that stage of Krishna consciousness. Then we are getting purified of the subtle desires also. Right now, the gross things we have controlled, but there are a lot of subtle desires within our heart. And that's all right at this stage, but gradually we should understand that these are weeds. This is not Bhakti Lata Beach. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction to Srila Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu says, you know, there is a Bhakti Lata Beach, and similar in form and shape to Bhakti Lata Beach are weeds. And most of the time, the conditioned soul, the sadhaka like us, are not able to recognize whether this is Bhakti Lata Beach, this is the creeper of bhakti or devotion, or it is the weeds. It appears same. Mahaprabhu is saying, in a conditioned state, we cannot discriminate. And then, gradually, ultimately, we end up putting more water, giving more nourishment to the weeds rather than the creeper of devotion. And that then increases, unnecessary anarthas are increasing in our heart because we are nourishing the anarthas and not nourishing the creeper of bhakti. So how do we do that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very wonderfully explains that that is where we need Guru. That is the place we need senior devotees. And that is called Guhyam Akhyati Parichati. The senior devotees can see what we cannot see because our mind is cheating us, but our mind cannot cheat the seniors. So they will see what anarthas we have in our heart, whether we are nourishing the weeds or we are nourishing the creeper of bhakti. And then accordingly they will give us a treatment. And it is the duty of a guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, they will uproot the weeds so that the nourishment which is going, it will eventually and only reach to the creeper of bhakti. And then this creeper will grow, ultimately landing, taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So these subtle desires of name, fame, worship, adoration, all these subtle desires, they take time to go. So no need to get discouraged, no need to get disheartened or hopeless, but we should try to increase the quality of our chanting, of our sadhana, of our service, and try to have more and more cordial relationship with devotees. And gradually, the nourishment will actually go to the creeper of bhakti and will not go to the weeds. The special month of Kartik, so we should try to do as much as possible and more. But anyways, Prabhupada has not taught that, you know, you should do more in Kartik and not do. We should actually do all through the year. If we are practicing nicely, it doesn't matter whether it is Kartik month or Chaitra month or this month or that month. Every day you are practicing sincerely Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says. So this is very important to understand that our desire for name and fame is increasing or decreasing, or it is stable, and then we should work on that. Because these are subtle desires. By practice of Krishna consciousness, our consciousness is getting more and more refined. And when the consciousness is refined, the consciousness can actually see the subtle anarthas in our heart. Because most of the time, gross is taken care. If you are in association with devotees, gross anarthas are taken care. But there are subtle, and if they remain, then eventually it will become gross also. So with refinement of our consciousness, advancement of our consciousness, we are able to see. Till that time, we should take help of senior devotees, other devotees who are advanced in bhakti, and see and seek their guidance, their advice, that what anartha I am facing, please guide me. Someone who is observing you on a regular basis, they can tell you that this is the anartha. This is what you should do. This is how you should remove this. And this is very important. Prabhupada says, people will automatically accept the real truth in due course of time. Whatever good qualities you have, they're not going anywhere. They will always be with you. And it is duty of Krishna, if you are sincere, Krishna will glorify. When Krishna will glorify, we should not even hanker that, oh, let me do sincerely and one day Krishna will glorify. But Krishna does for his devotees. As of now, we should just go on. And we have that desire for accomplishments. We have desire for appreciation. So then we have a community. And we appreciate other devotees' work. And that appreciation should be sincere, coming from the heart. Not just a lip service. We should see that if any devotee, whether a younger devotee, an equal devotee, senior devotee, whatever small or big service they are doing, if you can witness that and can understand how important that service is, even though it may be a small service, but the devotee is serving Krishna. Even if in temple, you know, there is arati going on, and after the ghee lamp is offered to the Lord, or ghee lamp is offered to the Prabhupada, one devotee comes, takes the plate, puts the ghee lamp, and go to everyone. Give them this mercy of Krishna. So it may look very simple, small service, but he is giving us mercy of Krishna. And every day he is doing. So in our heart, we should first develop the appreciation in our heart for that particular devotee. And we should always meditate that how this devotee is sincerely serving Krishna. So what will happen in the heart, in our consciousness, now the appreciation for that particular devotee is there. There are positive thoughts. The thoughts are positive, the consciousness is positive for that devotee. What will happen, whenever you talk about that devotee, all the positive will come out. So in that way, you are glorifying the devotee. You are protected from not criticizing the devotee. Both are happening simultaneously. Otherwise, there is a tendency to find fault in devotee. But because you are looking at the good quality, even a small good quality, then whenever there is a talk in the community about that devotee, you will definitely add value, talking positive about him. And then you meet that devotee, naturally from your heart the appreciation will come. And that will also inspire him. To do further services in Krishna consciousness. So first we should develop, that is why they said, we should develop positive attitude. We should develop this nature like a honey bee collects honey from everywhere. So we should see all the devotees, every devotee has some or the other good quality. We should try to meditate on that, especially the devotees are staying with us. In our community, when you meditate on the positive qualities of the devotee, of the devotional service, then whenever you meet them, you will be happy to meet them. And it is said in Bhagavatam, when you meet a devotee, you should be happy. If you are not happy by seeing a devotee, it is an offense. If Krishna's servant, how can you not be happy? It's an offense. So that is one thing. Then you talk to that devotee, you will always talk about the positive things. You will appreciate. And when you talk to other people also, other devotees also about this devotee, you will talk positively. And this is the way we have to develop a community which is always glorifying each other. Even though very, very difficult in Kali Yuga. Because Kali is the age of hypocrisy and quarrel. Maya is trying to definitely always have some quarrel between the devotees. She is arranging. So every devotee, the responsibility of every devotee to perform this austerity, to extend themselves and try to make a community, especially the community where he is staying, more and more positive in terms of in good qualities of others. Now, it's very easy. Suppose someone is in Mumbai, I stay in Mumbai temple, Juhu temple, And any devotee comes from Mayapur, Tirupati, any other temple to our temple, stays for 2-3 days, give classes, things. Naturally we appreciate, oh, very nice class, very nice devotee, very nice everything. But we are not able to appreciate the devotees with whom we are staying. That is the problem. That may be because of enviousness, that may be because of continuously finding fault with that devotee. And it is possible that the other person may not be perfect. Nobody is perfect. We are all practicing to become perfect. We are not perfect. But everyone has some good quality. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his disciple, one of his disciples left his body and he was not very well seen in the matha, in the temple. So everyone is kind of, even after his departure, everyone is kind of criticized. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur heard this. This is not a good thing. At least now he has left his body, still the criticism is going on. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur called everyone and he asked each and every devotee, tell me some good quality about this person. And everyone was saying, no Guru Maharaj, this was fault, this was fault, this was fault, this was... Everyone was talking about fault. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, think more. Doesn't he have even one good quality? Please think. So then one devotee said, oh Guru Maharaj, I noticed one thing. He used to wear his dhoti very nicely. His dhoti will look very nice. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, yes, see, he also has good quality. Everyone has some good quality. Even the way he is wearing dhoti, his spiritual master is talking about that. So he is saying, then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, why don't you talk about positive quality, even if there is one minute good quality in a devotee, why don't you talk about that rather than talking about the faults? Everyone knows. You don't need to be an expert to find fault with any person, especially in Kali Yuga, because everyone has fault. It's very, very much visible. But you have to become expert and advanced in your consciousness to find the good quality. Finding fault is very easy. Finding good quality is difficult. That is tapasya. So we have to put our effort to find the finer good qualities in every devotee. And especially the devotees who are staying with you, especially the devotees who are interacting on a regular basis with you, with those devotees. If one can achieve that, he is a pure devotee. He has achieved. Very difficult because of our own envy and false ego. We can't see the good qualities, especially with the devotee who is staying. Someone coming from far, oh yes, Prabhu, very nice, but with staying with us, very difficult. So if you can practice and if we can see that, that means we have attained that stage. We have attained pure stage. That's where we have to reach. Because if we go to one of the Vaikuntha planet and we criticize the devotees of Lord Narayan in that Vaikuntha planet and glorify the devotees in another Vaikuntha planet, that's not good. And that's why we will not be promoted to spiritual world until unless we start glorifying everyone. Whatever may be the wrong thing, that has to be ignored. Because everyone has something or the other faults. So then the community itself will become so powerful, spiritually surcharged. Everyone is having appreciation in their heart for every other devotee. That is Vaikuntha atmosphere. That's exactly Vaikuntha. Then you don't need to go to Vaikuntha. You already reached Vaikuntha. Jivan Mukta. Living in this body, in this material world, you actually have reached the spiritual world. That is Vrindavan consciousness. You see, that is not exactly Prabhupada practice. sometimes he had to see the fault of his disciples so that in order to improve them, to correct them. But in our heart, he always will appreciate. He will appreciate every devotee and all the acharyas. And that is why they are always in Vrindavan consciousness. They are always with Krishna. And then imagine, with that kind of heart and that kind of consciousness, if any devotee comes to your house without prior intimation, without prior notice, how happy you will be. Because you have all the, you know, favorable consciousness for that devotee, and that devotee suddenly comes. That time we don't need. Nowadays, it's coming from the West that without appointment you cannot even meet your father, you cannot meet your mother. I don't know whether in future you have to take appointment to meet your wife also. But devotees are not like that. Krishna is the most easily accessible personality in the creation. Most. Nobody is accessible as Krishna to all the jivas, to all the living entities. But this is false ego of these people who think that you cannot meet me until unless you have an appointment. So whenever any devotee suddenly comes to your house or he will meet you anywhere, you will, with that grateful heart, with that heart filled with appreciation, you will receive that devotee exactly as King Prithu received these four Kumaras. That's what we have to understand. And that is why, otherwise you receive the Brahmana and then you say, oh, from where did this fellow suddenly arrive? I have so many plans to do. I wanted to, you know, watch a movie. I wanted to take some rest. I wanted to talk with some of my materialistic friends. I had to plan for my office and this and this and blah, blah, blah. How did he has come? Okay, now some Prabhu has come, what to do? Prabhu, please sit and put a fake smile, plastic smile on our face. Okay, now Prabhu, will you take something? Your guest has come. This is a very abominable, low-class question. Would you take something? No, you gave. You don't have to ask, would you take something? You gave. You bring water, you bring a seat. You wash his feet. You know, every arati, we offer water to Krishna. And in Guru Puja, we offer water to Prabhupada. This is the most purifying water in the entire three worlds. Most purifying, which has been offered to Krishna, which is offered to pure devotees. So that is why King Prithu washed the feet of four Kumaras and then took the water. Same Krishna did with Narad Muni, with Sudama, and sprinkled the water on his head, and then he distributed the remaining water to the family members so that they also can get purified. I'll tell you one incident what happened. It was in 2009. I was in Vrindavan. And I went. Some of my family members came to Vrindavan for a few days and I was taking them to different forests in Vrindavan, and one day we went to Kamyavan. While returning from Kamyavan, it was around 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere around that time, in the carpet. And I thought, let me show them Vrindavan culture. And now Vrindavan culture also gradually in cities and all, especially in Vrindavan area, is changing. But Kamyavan was far from the main, so the culture is still there. This Madhukari culture. So I told the driver who was taking us to different places, I said, Prabhu, why don't you take us to some house and let us do some Madhukari? I want these people who have come, because they're not devotees, they have come, let them see the culture. Let them also taste some, you know, braj ka roti and buttermilk. So then he was looking, and suddenly driver, he didn't know, he stopped at one house. He said, Prabhu, you go there and ask. And I went inside. There were two Mataji sitting. They both were sisters. Later we had a discussion. They both were sisters, and both were also sisters-in-law. That means the both sisters are married to two brothers. And brothers were not there, only the sisters were there. I mean, the husbands were not there, and these wives were there, and their small kids. So I said, Hare Krishna Mata, can I get some buttermilk and some roti? She said, Baba, roti is finished because we ate lunch, buttermilk is also finished. But you do one thing, you come inside, you sit here, and immediately I'll make some rotis and buttermilk for you. You see the mood. They don't know me, I don't know them. But there are many Babas who keep coming. Vrindavan is a place of all Babas. So I said, Mataji, with me there are 7 more people. She said, bring. They both said, bring, no problem. And then I called everyone. We sat inside in their courtyard. Small house, mud house. And these both sisters, they immediately started running up and down. And they're sitting, and you know, my sister was also there. They were trying to help. They said, no, you just sit. You don't have to do anything, sit. They gave us water. They gave us a place to sit. And they are sitting, they are talking, and they are, you know, everyone is watching. How enthusiastically. It is not ki chalo theek hai baba aaya hai. No. They were very enthusiastic to serve. And they are brajbasis. See their natural inclination to serve. We are not advanced. They are brajbasis. We are materialistic people. And immediately what they did, one of the Mataji, she started preparing chapati, this roti, you know, this thick rotis of Vrindavan, and also started preparing some sabji, some vegetable. And the other Mataji, she brought immediately some curd, started making buttermilk. It took them around 30 minutes. After half an hour, they made us sit, they served roti. And as many as you want to take. I don't know, 30 minutes they prepared like 30, 40 chapatis, mota roti, thick rotis. And then as many, everyone was sitting. They gave roti, they gave some vegetable and this buttermilk. So everyone took. The Brajka Prasad, no need to offer. Cool by a Brajbasi, why to offer? So we took prasad. After that, one of my relative, my uncle, he wanted to give some money. That, you know, please take, accept something. Not that in attitude, but he was also humbled down. He said, please accept some humble offering from our side. They said, no. Why do we take? We have, see, these buffaloes and cows are standing. We get free milk. And milk is converted to curd. By bacteria. She didn't say bacteria. But it is free of cost. Bacteria is doing their free service. Cows are doing their free service. And whatever grass cow needs, we have so much farm, so they eat that. So that is buttermilk. Now we have, you see, there is all our land which we grow wheat. So we get the wheat flour. And we made roti of that. And you see that small land we have behind our house, small courtyard, there we grow some vegetables. So whatever we grow, we eat. And you're talking about cooking. We have some trees who are dead, so we get some wood. We cook on the wood. This is in 2009. And already people are trying to reach Mars and Moon. And here is what Prabhupada told 50 years back, that you need some land and some cows, and everything is taken care. And this family was exactly living like that. And very systematic. There were four brothers, so in their house there were four rooms. And behind there were toilets. And there was a courtyard, and in front of courtyard there were four kitchens. Very strange. But all the four brothers, you know, just to, you know, every brother and his wife has different kitchen. So four rooms for four bedrooms, and then courtyard, for common courtyard for children to play, and then four kitchens. So two of the other, you know, daughters-in-law, they were in hospital. One was giving birth to a baby. So I was in talking there. And then my sister said, she said, even if my relative, who's very close to me, and suddenly comes, it will be a big pain and shock of my life to cook something. You know, suddenly you have honored lunch. You took lunch. And now what do you want to do after lunch? Oh, relax. You are a housewife. Suppose you are a housewife. You want to relax. And suddenly you see eight people coming at your doorstep. Please give us something. Will you cook? Even if you have a heart to give, you will say, okay, Prabhu, you do one thing. Take these $100 and nearby there is a restaurant. Go and eat. It's impersonal behavior. Less than Shudra. So my sister was in shock. We are not connected. They have seen us first time. They have not. And still, with the love, with the enthusiasm, they cooked for us. It was out of this world. I said, yes. This is Vrindavan. Exactly out of this world. Then one of my relatives, he thought, okay, mothers are not taking the money. Then he said, he called the kids, they were playing, four or five kids were playing. He said, come here, take this money and eat chocolate. So these mothers, they both said, no, 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 Prabhu, please don't give them money. Our husbands will come and they will chastise us. We don't need money. Why should we take money? Our husbands will come and chastise us. Why did you take money from people? So then I had some sweets or something, then I gave to the kids. And I myself was shocked. I have heard, but coming seven people and someone, you know, if having some food left out, that is okay. But they cooked for seven, eight people. And I said, only give me chapati and chas. They cooked unlimited chapati, unlimited chale. Huge, big pot of chas, buttermilk. And also they prepared them. Imagine if this kind of behavior is exhibited in our community of ISKCON. That is when Prabhupada is so happy. Because Prabhupada said, I have established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness for the six loving exchanges. Dadati pratigranati guhyam akhyati prachati bhunkte bhojayate chayva shadvir priti lakshanam. This priti lakshan. Prabhupada has created this society so that we can practice these six loving exchanges. Imagine this. But because of the effect of Kali, we're not able to do. But why to blame even Kali? If we practice sincerely and with a grateful heart we appreciate every other devotee, then where is the question of Kali? Where is the question of Maya? We are already in spiritual world. This is where we have to take this society. It's difficult, but not impossible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, especially in this golden period, it's not impossible, it is definitely difficult. But we have to move inch by inch, inch by inch, inch by inch. And then, the purpose of creating the society will be fulfilled. Now we have many devotees who have come, but now we have to develop the quality of devotees. Many people have come, and many, many, many more are coming to ISKCON. Now ISKCON is on a like self-propeller, advancing society. We don't have to do anything. But now we have to work on developing that consciousness, developing the mood amongst the devotees inside the society. Preaching is happening everywhere in the world. Preaching, because people are, the more the Kali Yuga is advancing, the more materialistic people are getting frustrated, and they're not getting any solution. And they suddenly see, oh, these devotees, they're happy. They don't drink, they don't eat meat, they don't have illicit relationship, they don't gamble, they don't go for party. But how they are happy? They are curious to know. And they come. And gradually people are more and more and more people are joining. The population of ISKCON is growing. But now what we have to work is on the quality of consciousness in ISKCON. And every devotee has a responsibility to work on this, especially in the community. So we should try to have appreciation for the devotee who is staying with us. I mean, I'm just speaking. I'm not an acharya. Because I'm not practicing myself. And just because Prabhupada said, apani achari, you know, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how King Prithu. So I'm just repeating the statement or some examples. I also need a lot of mercy and blessings of all of you devotees to practice this. But we have to come to this level to practice this. To bring our community at that consciousness where everyone is appreciating every other devotee. And that's exactly what was happening when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, physically was here doing his Leela. Now also he's present, but he's not manifest, he's an unmanifested Leela. But when he was having his manifested Leela, amongst all his devotees, you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, how they had heart filled with full of appreciation for each other. Full of appreciation. What kind of love they have with each other. In Bhagavatam we see love between Krishna and devotee. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about love between devotees. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is playing role of devotee. How Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya and Srivas Pandit, how Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, and Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur and Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, and the list is like on, and see their exchanges. So much love. No need to follow etiquette. Because love is there, then etiquette will automatically follow. You don't have to worry. But now because you are in condition stage, you don't have love, you are very impersonalist. At least go by etiquette. So I request all of you to please bless me, pray for me, to Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, and how they wonderfully exhibited this loving exchanges among themselves, among devotees, so that we can also do something in our life, we can practice and try to make every community in Krishna consciousness as if we are all in spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Any comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a wonderful class. Thank you so much for inspiring us to develop the quality of appreciation. So important is this. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for encouraging us and encouraging us with the examples, with your own experience. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Now I request the devotees, if they have any questions or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask.
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very nice that you have shared about Vrajavasis, how they are very much nicely, you know, ready to serve the devotees. Such a nice mood. Hope one day I also get that mood of serving the devotees, Prabhuji. Such a nice class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. It's very nice to hear in the morning, Prabhu. So beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. That is very much required for us now in all the communities and, as you said, in ISKCON society. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So I was wondering that, you know, we tend to find faults with the devotees whom we are staying in our own yatra. basically because we are thinking that, you know, we are the best, the subtlety is there. Although we hear that, you know, I am a servant of Krishna and I am not this body and so many things. But since that false ego that, you know, I am the best or I am the Lord of all, the survey is there. So we tend to, you know, see the faults of our devotees. So I was thinking how to have that mood that, you know, I mean, if we appreciate superficially, it becomes a superficial thing. But if we are really, you know, put in our position, then, you know, it becomes a natural thing. So how to, what we should work on ourselves on the root platform.
Yeah, if we do this artificially, then definitely it will not have that much impact. But at least we start. See, what is practical step, what I understand, what we can do is every day. You have a pen and a copy. You keep a diary and a pen. And every day before you sleep, make a point. Every day before you sleep, you will write few lines of glorification of a devotee. Every day one devotee. It can be repeated, it can be other devotee. Before you sleep, make it a religious point, religiously, that I have to write, I must write few lines of glorification for a devotee, especially in my community. What will happen in 1 month? You will see you have covered many devotees. The superficially, it's all superficial is going on right now. It may not be natural for every devotee, but it will go superficially. But then because you are practicing, like when we came in Krishna consciousness, when we started chanting our first round, first 2 rounds, first 10 rounds, everything was artificial. Reading Gita was artificial, dancing was artificial. But doing that, continuing that process, now we have understood and now things are going a little deeper in our consciousness. So similarly, when we start glorifying, we start writing a diary in glorification to devotee, it may work, it may look like it is artificial, and definitely no problem, don't worry about that. But 1 month, 2 months, and you will see the result. Your consciousness, you will see it's changing. Definitely, 100%, your consciousness will start changing very soon, within a week or two, you will see that. It will be pain. Sometimes it may pain, array, what can I write? There is no good quality in this fellow, there is no good quality in that person. What can I write? But force yourself. Don't sleep without I write something. I will not sleep without I write something. Why I'm telling you write? If I tell you that you think before you sleep. Or sometimes you think, sometimes you... But when you write, the consciousness is more deeper. And you will see initially few weeks it will be pain, but wait for 1 month, wait for 2 months, and you will become the gem in that society, in that community. Because you are seeing nothing but good qualities of devotees. And then even if someone will talk to you about the fault of that devotee, you'll be able to glorify that devotee because you know many good qualities about that. So this fault will become very insignificant. So this is one practical thing I used to do, but I stopped. Now maybe after discussing with you, I'll again start it and try to do that, writing about devotees. So try, every one of us, let us try this and let's see whether it works or not. After 1 month, we can see on our own self. And if it is working, go and tell others. I have discussed these techniques with other devotees. They have practiced it, applied it, and wonders, the result are wonders. the simple thing what we can start with.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Really, it helps. Your lectures are always deep and practical and filled with realizations. Thank you so much for your association.
I think 1 hour is over, so we shall stop here.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Very, very nice, beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you for taking us to Vrindavan. It's really good and so much love we get when we go to Vrindavan. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And this Kartik, we couldn't go, but because of you, we got the feeling that we are in Vrindavan. So thank you so much.
If no devotee has any question or comment, so Prabhuji, now we can end the class. Vancham kaltarubhishya kipa sindhu evacha patita naam paam nevyo vashya vibhu namunava anant koti vashya mandi ki jai nama charishila haridas thakur ki jai shrimad bhagatam ki jai shrila prabhupad ki jai his grace chakravati prabhu ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.